From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump said Monday that U.S. attempts to deal with North Korea have failed for more than two decades. On Twitter, he wrote, "Our country has been unsuccessfully dealing with North Korea for 25 years, giving billions of dollars and getting nothing. Policy didn't work." His new remarks were his latest hint that he could upend long-standing American policy aimed at containing North Korea's nuclear weapons development short of confrontation. The director of the International Atomic Energy Agency said on Monday he is not optimistic about possible solutions to the North Korean nuclear crisis. Yukiya Amano spoke in Rome at the opening of the 20th Annual Conference on International Cooperation for Enhancing Nuclear Safety. He told delegates his organization is working to collect and evaluate information about North Korea's nuclear program, but he said it remains impossible to report progress on the situation. He also said North Korea continues to conduct nuclear tests, launch missiles, and threaten other countries in complete disregard of the repeated demands of the international community. The International Committee of the Red Cross has decided to drastically reduce its presence and relief operations in war-torn Afghanistan. It cites a series of recent attacks that have killed seven of its staff, including a foreigner. There have been security incidents over the past 30 years undermining relief activities, but three direct attacks in northern Afghanistan have affected the organization. This is VOA News.